It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, as someone who is about, you know, in a very short period of time, about to reach 70 years of age, if I'm blessed to make it there, you know, I don't look at myself as a geriatric. But I guess I am and will be. You know, can a geriatric person, 70 years old, you know, or more, still do jobs and still work and those kinds of things? My answer would be yes, depending on what the job is. But should people in their 70s and 80s and 90s still be running our country? The answer to that is no. And I was watching Meet the Press's Chuck Todd over the weekend, and he was talking about Democrats and the leadership of the Democratic Party. And, you know, and he talked about, you know, Chuck Schumer, he's the youngest, Dick Durbin, both are over 70. You know, you've got, you know, Joe Biden, 80 years old. There's nobody in the real leadership of the Democratic Party nationally in the most powerful positions that's under 70 other than Kamala Harris. And does that matter? Yeah, I think it does. I think when we're talking about a nation that is and technology that's advancing and the way we look at the future and younger people whose world it is now and not ours, you know, my generation. Yeah, there's something wrong when you're 70 and 80 and you are running the United States government. You have had your time. And you are looking at the world through a different prism than the younger people who are going to have to deal with decisions that are being made by people of my generation. You know, I'm not, again, saying that everybody. I mean, look at it. Nancy Pelosi, 82 years old. Bernie Sanders, 82 years old. Dianne Feinstein, 80. You know, Steny Hoyer, in their 70s. You know, Jim Clyburn, in their 70s. You know, Mitch McConnell, 80 years old. Chuck Grassley, 88. Richard Shelby, 87. I mean, come on. You know, at some point in time, you've got to realize, when I was a young person, that used to be what we saw with Russia. Russia had all these old people who were in leadership, Leonard Brezhnev and others, and we used to watch it and say, man, they got all these old people in Russia, and Russia can't get out of that old thought process. You know, and you know, we had much younger leaders. And when I finally saw the change in that was when Ronald Reagan came into office and Russia finally changed and Russia brought in, I think it's Brezhnev, Leonard Brezhnev, a younger man who saw things in a different way and decided to dismantle the USSR. But that's, we've got to look at that. And who's going to change that? That has to change. And the problem with it is people who are in those leadership positions today, the chances of them voting that this in and saying there should be an age limitation, That's not going to happen. We've got to get to a point where I don't care how smart you are or how much information, how much knowledge you have of how the government works and all those things. You know, 75 years old, 70, you know, you might be able to still handle some of those things at 70. But 80 and above, just too old. I mean, it is, you know. I I'm at my age, I can't begin to even see myself in my 80s trying to run the United States government. That's more than anybody should ask. You know, as much as I forget things now, at 67, can you imagine 82, 85 Congress people, senators? That's part of the problem in our government. And it's not giving and opening opportunities for people to come in younger who have not been, you know, bought off. You know, many of these people have been in those positions of leadership for such a long period of time that they, you know, the lobbyists know them far too well, and they're making deals, both Democrat and Republican. This is not just an issue for Democrats. Republicans are the same way. But how do you begin to change that? We're at a point in the society where that needs to happen. Somewhere along the line, that needs to change. And people who you shouldn't be able to die in office, you know, because if you've done that, or if you are going to hang around until you die, you're not serving the people. You can't, not to the fullest of your capacity, because your capacity is diminished in your 70s and your 80s. And it's part of where the problems lie. I mean, Senator Feinstein, I remember her as I was a young man growing up, a sharp woman. Should she still be there at 88 years old? No, she should not. Somebody should convince her, or should have convinced her, you know, two terms ago. Senators, what, get 6 years? Two terms ago that it was time for her to leave, you know. And yet nobody convinced her. Chuck Grassley, 88 years old from Iowa. You know, Richard Shelby, 87 years old. I remember, what was the guy? Robert Byrd almost made it to 100 years old. He was still in the Senate. What was the other guy's name? Richard Lugar and others. Who do we have on the line?
Al's calling in from Milwaukee.
Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
I have mixed feelings about what you just said.
You said what?
I said I have mixed feelings about what you just said.
Okay, so
about age of some of our leaders, you know, in the village, the elders have to lead, but you also have to have mentorship to bring people in at an early age to replace people. But the problem we have is the mentorship. We don't have anyone mentoring younger people to come into these positions, and we're not open to new ideas because that cuts off somebody's paycheck.
But Al, when you're in your, I mean, these senators are 85, 86, 87, 88 years old. I mean, you know, come on, man. You know that
I have a birthday coming up, and I'll be 29 again.
Hey, Al, 88. Listen, this Chuck Grassley is 88. Richard Shelby is 87. You know,
I have a birthday coming up, and I'll be 29 again.
You aren't a United States Senator. You know, and so people say. And again, you and I have had conversations, Al, before about these kinds of things and about young people coming in. But I think at the height of our government, you know, the most powerful positions in our government, we shouldn't all be geriatric.
I'm agreeing with you.
I know. You know.
I'm interested of some of these people, because when the younger people come in without the mentorship, generally that creates more chaos than trying to deal with the older people who are trying to sustain.
Well, you need to turn your radio down because you're getting feedback and echo.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's all right. So you and I have had conversations over and over about, we know young people who come in thinking they know it all. And don't want to learn anything from the elders. And yes, that's a major issue, a major problem. We see it in the city of Milwaukee and everywhere else. People who are in these positions of leadership who come in with a question mark on their face. And they should have a question mark on their face because they haven't been there. The problem is getting them to listen.
That's the key right there.
Right.
That's the key, because right now our common council is in chaos because they don't know how to listen. And everybody thinks they know it all, and nothing is being accomplished.
Yeah, and
the,
you know,
county board, I don't even know who's on the board anymore.
Well,
it's just a matter of they're so disconnected from the people that they serve. We don't know what the heck's going on.
No, it's true, and you are right that on these local levels, you know, I don't know, that turns over. We don't have all the people 70 years old, 80 years old. You know, you might have one approaching 70, but we don't. That turns over. We're talking about on a United States government's level, where people are in their 70s and 80s and almost approaching 90. Al, we got to go to break. Hang on.
I got a class to teach.
Okay, all right. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. A long time coming.